The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We are here in the States with Ireland Gateway to Europe. Claire Kelly from the group is with me here in our studios in Boston. Claire, it's good to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you.
So listen, give us the blurb again for people who are wondering who is this crowd who's allowed you to kind of hitchhike your way to Boston?
God knows, they're very trusting. So we founded a programme called Ireland Gateway to Europe. It was many years ago at this stage. So the whole idea is to work in the private sector and help promote transatlantic trade. So across the Irish market and the American market. So within that then, we have a partnership with Boston College that we've been working with for many years, and they do transatlantic trips back and forth. So we'll host the Boston CEO Club when they come to Ireland, and in return they host us when we come over here, which is why we're in Boston today. So yeah, started off in Chicago, landed then in Boston, and as you said, we're off to New York this afternoon, so it's very jam-packed.
Yeah, very jam-packed. And I mentioned, you know, the Irish connection to this part of the world and all those Irish immigrants who came in just over our shoulder here down the waterfront and made their lives here and whose descendants, you know, have such a profound impact on the city. And to a degree, I mean, that's what you're tapping into, isn't it?
Exactly.
Kind of that legacy.
It is. It's very much like getting that connection to home. Like, I think any city or any location we've gone to over the years, there's always someone who has an Irish connection, and it's great to see. And it's just tapping into that community and building business relationships off the back of it as well to help promote Ireland.
And it's easy, you know, we heard from a kind of a chap there outside South Station, and who claimed to be Irish. I think he was 1/8 Irish, but he'd never been, you know, one of these things, you know, everyone says they're Irish. But for a lot of the people I know that you deal with, and some of the people as well we've been speaking to at different events, I mean, they really wear it on their sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, it's not kind of something that is kind of tangential. It's a big part of their identity.
It is, definitely. Like, it's a real cultural vibe that people go for. Like, so I actually, within Sigmar, I head up our FDI division. So it's all about promoting businesses back into the Irish market, but or getting that investment. And anytime I chat with any Americans, guaranteed someone is some part American or Irish, which is brilliant. So you've always got that connection close to home and the family ties and stuff as well.
And has the, I know, since the group was set up, Ireland Gateway to Europe, I know the kind of the mission statement has changed and evolved. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we were very much on our uppers 10 years ago as a country, and that has changed. And there's great stories now of people going the opposite direction, you know, companies growing out of Ireland into the States. Mm-hmm. To what extent is there kind of, is this year marked by, you know, economic storm clouds on the horizon? Is there kind of a light, slight reluctance maybe to commit to anything? You know, we've seen examples of overstretching, I guess, in the tech industry.
Sure,
it's a real
yeah.
tangible example of it in the last yeah. year, that maybe people think, oh, you know, I like the sound of this, but just not at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, there is a bit of caution there. So, like, my background is within tech recruitment specifically. And it's funny because you're seeing a lot of companies will kind of maybe hedge their bets, and some companies are just going hell for leather and just hire as much as they can as well. So it's a real kind of storm in a teacup market, I think, at the minute. It's interesting to see there's still a lot of FDI coming into Ireland, but there's also a lot of exports still going on as well. And when we traveled over, there's actually a group of Irish CEOs that are with us, and they're building the relationships when they're over here and trying to tie into American markets even more. So yeah, it's still definitely going both ways, still very healthy, which is great.
Dave McCormack is with me as well from Vast Video as a Service. Dave, so what is the value of this type of trip to a company like your own?
Well, actually, so on this trip, it's a double value, I suppose. It's great for us to network. Essentially, we look at the trip to talk to the attendees. That's sort of our market, whereas the attendees are sort of looking global. But we're working on this trip, as Claire is very definitely working on this
trip.
We
made him work.
We're documenting the whole process. So we're capturing all the video, and it's something we sort of specialise in, is event video and capturing, telling the story of an event through a quick and snappy video. So that's what we've been doing since we arrived on Monday.
And it's interesting. I was speaking to somebody working in advertising relatively recently, and I think we got chatting about the Late Late, as everyone talks
yes.
a little bit about the Late Late.
In the news.
And they were saying, listen, you'd be mad to change too much because of the value of advertising, of TV advertising.
Yeah.
And I kind of said, but you know, are people necessarily watching it? And he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, video. Video is still the number one way to reach people and to change people's minds and to alter behavior and to nudge them in different directions.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, there's too many stats for me to actually remember them all, because it's, you know, you're whatever 50 times more likely to remember something if you saw it through video. You're more likely to engage, or you'll spend more time on a subject if you watch it through video. So it's a great space for us to be in, and you know, our business is helping businesses and brands tell their story through video and trying to make it easy for them, because it's easy. People think it's easy to make video. It's actually quite a scary thing. It's easy for us to make it because we're used to it.
Yeah.
But for clients, you know, it can be a big scary thing. It's our job to make it easy.
Dave, I've got an iPhone in my hand, and there's plenty of evidence how difficult it is to make good video on it. Lots of awful videos I think would look great that I film, and they don't end up that way. Listen, we wish you the best of luck with everything on the trip, and thank you as well to Claire Kelly from Gateway to Europe and Dave McCormack from Video as a Service VAS.
Lovely.
Thanks for having us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.